Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Wittenberg Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan. Hi, and welcome back to the When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast. I'm Amanda Dolan, and I'm here with one of my co-hosts, James Cox.
Heyo.
Today, we are joined by Catherine Marie, founder of Caregiver Survival. Caregiver Survival's mission is to support and help caregivers navigate their journey and survive it through music to heal the soul. They are a dedicated space for caregivers supporting loved ones with dementia and Alzheimer's by creating therapeutic music to offer comfort and strength, exploring practical tips, sharing inspiring stories, and providing a supportive community focused on enhancing the well-being of caregivers and their loved ones, which is awesome. So
is.
Hey, Miss Catherine, how are you doing?
Thank you so much for being here with us.
I'm happy to be here from Naples, Florida.
Yes. So before we get going with all the awesome things that you're doing, because you're a very busy woman and I love you for that, because I don't like being bored. Florida is hot weather all year round, but I've heard that it is better weather than here because it's hotter than you know what over here.
That's right. You're in Texas and South Carolina, right?
Right, yeah, it's like
Okay. It is really, really hot here, and our humidity is,
okay.
but in the winter months and even the spring and fall, we get cooler weather and less humidity, which is great.
Yes.
That humidity is what I don't care what anyone says when they're like, it's a dry heat. It makes a difference. I don't care.
It does. Yes.
Actually, humidity is a real kind of is a real number that weather is not the so yeah.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
Rain or
And
shine, I'm here.
I almost
I'm
forgot.
here.
Happy 4th of July, y'all. Tomorrow is the
Yes,
4th of July. Yeah.
my husband died 7 years ago on 4th of July.
Oh no.
Alzheimer's. So just it's like a perfect time to talk about it.
And I was gonna say, and that's kind of why we're here, is because the
Yes.
music,
Yes.
your it's I mean, I'm sure it's your passion
Yes.
with everything that you are, is to make the journey of caregiving
Right.
easier and less
Yes.
lonely.
Because everyone's going to be out there doing it. The rise of Alzheimer's is continuing upward.
So James and I were kind of touching on this, and I'm curious. Like, we always hear about dementia and Alzheimer's. And my understanding is that there is some overlap, but they're not the same thing. So are you able to or like, what can
Yes.
you share, let people know about the difference?
Dementia is an umbrella of different types of neurological issues. Alzheimer's falls under that umbrella as the number one most common type of dementia. There's Lewy bodies, there's just a basic part of the brain that's not working, where it's just more like memory loss. Alzheimer's is your whole being changes, your personality, everything through the disease. It's a lot different.
That personality change is one that I've seen be a real struggle for some of my friends who have parents
Oh,
with
yeah.
Alzheimer's. I can think of one friend in particular who her mother died a few years ago. She had early onset Alzheimer's. I believe she was diagnosed in her late 40s. I mean, she was
Oh,
young.
my.
She died before she turned 60, to give you an idea of like how young she was.
Sorry to
But
hear that.
my friend, I remember her talking to me and being like, my mother is mean. Like, she told me to get, like, my mother never cursed. And she told me to get the F out of her room and called me, all
Yes.
these different names. And this is my sweet mother, and I've lost her. And I don't know how to get through this because she is not my mom, but she looks like my mom.
Yes, it's devastating. I've gone through that.
So when you have gone to like, well, let's start with you were not a music or songwriter, any of that before.
No, I just wrote
So
Cheers.
start cheerleading. I mean, come on.
Yes, that's my joke.
So hey, you know what? Caregivers need cheerleaders. They need
Yes.
people that
That's
have
a
their
good
back.
point.
And
That is a good point.
I mean, come on. Like, even all of us that take care of anyone or anything need support
Yes, ma'am.
sometimes. So if you weren't writing music before, what got you there, and what was that inspiration? What was the impetus?
Well, my background is banking and real estate. Then I married my husband, who's the one that got diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and we had a great life. And once he started just forgetting things, it's not just forgetting. Here's an example. I was sitting in my living room, and he was an accountant in his former life. And he would come in and say to me, "Where is my pencil?" Because he always had an at-home office. And I just said, "It's in your office." I thought it was a strange question. 5 minutes later, "Where is my pencil?" I go, "It's in your office where it always is." 5 minutes later, "Where is my pencil?" And then you get like a little annoyed. It's like, "It's in your office where it always is," right? You can't help it. You just think that they're being ridiculous, right? Well, then the light bulb goes off. But anyway, so we had a great marriage, and then once the diagnosis came, then I totally dove into how to be a caregiver. The first meeting I went to, they said 60% of the caregivers will die before their loved ones. And I was sitting in there, and luckily I was 14 years
Wow.
younger than my husband, right? So I was like, I am not dying over this. I am going to be a survivor. And then that's how I started this. So then, as time went on, and you just learn everything, and then you have to be very flexible on the changes in their behavior. It is unlike anything I've ever done. I grew up in a large family, eight children in our family. I was the oldest girl, so I took care of my brothers and sisters. I had a lot of experience where it's very natural for me to take care of people, but this was so different. But anyway, you just move forward because you have to, right? My husband and I loved music. We would go out country western line dancing, and we weren't even that good at it, but we loved it. It was just part
Who
of our.
is, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
so I think so then my husband passed in 2017, and a year later, I was sitting in the living room on Sunday morning, and he inspired this song. This song was dropped from the heavens into my lap. I could not write the lyrics down fast enough because it was such a strong inspiration, and I just felt his presence in that moment, right? So then the melody floated in, and I went, oh my gosh, I have to remember this. So I sang it into my voice memo, and that's how the song got started. And we recorded it, and now it's a video, and you can see it on my website page, caregiversurvival.com. The song is I'm Still Here. And it's about a man with Alzheimer's and what it feels like inside to experience this. It's pretty real.
I can't imagine that frustration
Yes.
on both sides. Like the it kind of makes me think in some ways of a toddler who doesn't have the vocabulary, who can't get, like, it's in their brain, they can't get it
That's right.
out. And I imagine it's a lot like that. It's there's still
Yeah.
stuff happening, you just can't. And
Yeah.
what I noticed when I was looking at this song is that you have a male
Singer.
version, like male vocals as well as female vocals.
Right.
Yes. And I did that on the caregiver, Straight Ace for Caregiver version, because I thought there's a lot of comfort when a woman listens to this song, especially if their husband has Alzheimer's. It's a very comforting feeling, and to know that even though things are really bad, that person's still there. And I wanted the men to have a version of that to listen to. So a woman is singing to them, which I thought was kind of nice.
It
Anyway,
is.
she's a friend of mine, and she's a Patsy Cline tribute singer.
I love
So her voice
Patsy
is
Cline.
kind of
Yeah.
cool. That fits
Right.
the right age group too for
Yeah.
Patsy.
Yeah.
I feel like we had someone come on that did a show at a Patsy Cline something, but that may be, I'm totally making something up probably.
No, I think you're right.
Things in the area. I can't
There's
remember.
something that seems familiar about that. Was it maybe, oh, I can't, I can picture him, but it'll come to me as soon as we hang up.
Right, yeah. But let me ask you this before we move on. You just said you're the oldest of eight brothers and sisters, right? All girls or all?
Oldest girl, second oldest, yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So was your household like a musical, like did you grow up with music all your life, or is this like,
Oh.
no? Okay.
No, we were just the regular teenagers. Well, I grew up in I was living in England when the Beatles started because my dad was in
Right.
the military. So we moved around a lot. And luckily, I was 10. And the Beatles came out while we were in England. So we would see them every week on TV. It was great.
That's
History
kind of cool.
was being, and I just remember falling in love with that music. I mean, we all have that moment in our history, right? Where music moved us in a certain way. So it was great to have that. But no big music in our family. No, we were sports. Nobody was in the band. It's interesting. We were more athletic.
So I guess your husband got you into country music, right? Or like did he listen to like everything under the sun?
Well, it turned out that when we were dating, because he lived in Boston and I lived here, and so we would go back and forth. And the same visit that we got together, we both picked this country song, Tracy Byrd.
Yes.
It was no accident, me finding you. What's the
Yeah.
name of the song? You know which one I'm talking about,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Give me one
We
minute.
both came up with that song the same time and played it for each other when we got together for one of our visits. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So we just loved it together. And then, everything. You just start listening to different artists, and country music arena is amazing, you'll have to say.
That is my number one favorite genre of all time is country, because I was raised country,
Oh, good.
my mom said I was raised correctly,
That's
country. So
amazing.
yeah, right, yeah, because in high school I was nothing but like a metalhead, I listened to all kinds of metal stuff, but it wasn't until my early 20s and early 30s that I just started getting back in country. I found my love again for country, So,
Keeper of the Stars.
and I
Sorry.
totally
Keeper of
understand.
Stars. Thank you. Oh my
Yeah,
gosh, I love this.
yeah. And I totally understand when you said sometimes the music speaks to you and you not even know it, just like that song fell in your lap. It just was there, and that's a special thing, between you and music,
Yes, it
So.
is.
I think, music is, it means and affects each of us so differently. And we all have our own kind of unique tastes. So, how do different genres of music impact dementia patients or individuals with Alzheimer's?
What it is that you will want to play music that your loved one was familiar with growing up. It's going to take them back to that time. It's going to resurrect their spirit, because as the disease progresses, you want to do something that brings that person back, and music is the way. And it's very soothing, and everyone loves music, so why not use it as a tool? That's my number one recommended tool for caregivers, music. Play your favorite music when you're stressed out being a caregiver, because it's really going to drain you as time goes on. You're an athlete in a marathon race, and you have to prepare for a marathon race. When soon as this, you just cannot pretend, you cannot fake it, you must be taking care of yourself from the beginning.
Which is the album that you have out, or one of them, the
I
Straight A's for
guess you
Caregivers.
don't do it alone. That's number one tip.
There
Don't
you
do it alone, and don't postpone the support you need for you to succeed. Yes.
Nice. That's awesome. That's great.
You know
Thanks.
what? I feel like that could go for so many different people in so many different situations.
But you put it in a little poem wrap, and it's like more teachable and more,
Yes.
you kind of take it in. It's like, yeah, I need to do that. And get your financial items in order.
Right.
But those are the things that I think a lot of times we forget about when it comes to the caregiving. We're so in the I've got to take care of this person. We don't think about the what comes next when this person is gone.
Yes. Okay. Our number one quality is not putting ourselves first or taking care of ourselves. That is across the board. I had a neurologist that said to me, he said, I just can't get these caregivers to take care of themselves. They're so focused to an extreme on doing everything for the person that is ill.
Right.
But anyway, so I tried to do that, but even though I did, it was still hard. I lost my joy because I was so exhausted. It's the mental and emotional exhaustion, and you find yourself at a loss of joy. I'm a big joyful person. So
Yeah.
it was hard. It was 7 years that I did this caregiving thing.
And I think that's the, it's like you said, it's a marathon. Like you were in it for a
Marathon.
long haul. And I don't know what the statistics are, and you may, but Alzheimer's is not a short disease.
No,
No.
it's not.
It's not like a, I mean, I don't want to think of any bad diseases, but it's not like some of those where somebody gets sick and they are gone within a few weeks or months
My
or
doctor said to me, I would rather have cancer than Alzheimer's.
it doesn't surprise
That's
me.
you can cut
Yeah.
out the cancer,
Yeah.
cannot cut
Yeah.
out the Alzheimer's.
Right.
You know, I mentioned before that my father died of cancer when I was quite young. One of the things is really until almost the very, very end, he could still communicate as himself. And when I say the very, I mean, I'm talking the last few days of his life, not
Get it.
months or years. We're talking, you know, which is a whole different, I don't know. There was something comforting and calming about that. I could still talk to my dad. I knew he wasn't going to live a lot longer, but I knew he was there.
I know, and it's really hard when the person doesn't know you, and I was married for 21 years, but then they have these moments where they come alive, and it's almost like a miracle. I was praying at my husband's bedside one night. This was when he was in the memory care unit, and he had dysphagia, so he could not speak any legible words. And he opened his eyes and looked at me and said, "Catherine, you know I still love you."
Oh, yeah.
Just like that. I cried for 20 minutes after that
Oh, I
because
mean,
I was in
yeah.
the caregiver position, and then he switched me over to his wife,
Yeah.
which I
Yeah.
you kind of forget about that, right?
Right.
Yeah,
Those are the
because
magic
that's
moments that come through.
yeah.
You know,
So,
you oh, go ahead,
oh,
James.
okay.
How about
So,
you?
we just learned before we got on that the straight A's for caregivers came out in 2018 instead of 2023, like Apple Podcast says. So that's
Yeah, the
that.
Thorns and Roses album was released in 2023.
Right, which
So
is
that
backwards,
came
right?
out in 2018. That was, I
Yeah, that was a
mean,
while
like
ago.
you said, that was within a year or so of him
Yeah.
passing.
Right.
Clearly, and that is clearly the universe giving you a gift, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And look at me now. I mean,
I mean,
who would have ever thought that I would create a whole music album,
right.
which is now nominated for Album of the Year, multi-genre with the Josie Music Award. So I was happy, really blown away by that, right? I
Right.
think my husband's working in the background.
Oh, right.
Probably.
Yes.
Don't you
Yes.
think?
I
Oh,
think so
yeah,
too. Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah. In
And without a
spirit,
doubt.
right? In
Yeah.
spirit. It's
So
beautiful.
with those two albums out, so how did you craft the music to make for individuals with dementia? Like, is there like a certain way to bring them back to, like, if they can remember some better with certain words or certain tunes?
Oh, the person that has dementia, how do you get
Yeah.
their memory back? Well,
Yeah.
like I it has to be music that they have listened to and loved and familiar with from their early time in life. That brings them back alive. So
Right.
more than anything else, that's the like what
That is it right there. And they'll float in and out as, you know, it depends on how far along they are. They can be going really well for a while, and then all of a sudden they disappear, or then they don't know who you are, and then they may know who you are. As a couple, it's the hardest thing. If it's your parents, it's difficult, but when you're a couple and you deal with this, it affects every single part of your life. Think about it. Everything, your social life, your work life, living together full time and having to watch your loved one leave one memory at a time. I can't even believe I survived it. See, it's bringing back all these memories to me because I know how it all felt, but I'm happy to share.
I guess what I'm trying to ask you is, okay, so with these thorns and roses and the straight A's, how did you craft the music to go on this album? Like, did you think about you and your husband with the good times and then just come out with these songs?
Oh, as far as the melodies and the songs, you talk
Yes.
about my music album, right?
Yes,
Thorns and Roses.
ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, so it's just like any other songwriter and performer. They write about people and situations in their lives, right? You're in a
Yeah.
relationship and it's a little challenging, and it gives you fuel to continue to write. And so that's kind of what I was doing. And then I still would always get the melody. Then I would sing it on my voice memo and go to the studio. My music producer, Julian Sunby, is a master musician. He's amazing. Young guy. He's a Christian music director. So he's always in the flow of music, which I love about him. And he actually just plays out my song on the piano based on my little voice memo. Isn't that hysterical? And then we hire all the musicians and singers, so we produce it together that way. And he has a lot of really good people to tap into, industry professionals.
I'm always jealous of those people because you can give like one line and they can write a whole song around it. It
Exactly.
makes
Oh,
me
here's
very,
one.
very jealous, you know?
Right. So I was dating this one guy after the first guy I dated after my husband died, and he just said. We were sitting there listening to music. He goes, "You're my two." And I went, "Oh my gosh, that'll make a great song." So I wrote a song, "You're My
It
Two."
is
And
a great song. Yeah, I love that song. Yeah.
you listen to that one.
Yeah,
So
yes.
anyway, great. It's the same for everybody, right? They get inspired by something. I'm singing about God after
Yes.
listening to the news and what was going on at the time. I mean, it's lots of times it's not the best thing to hear, but I just had to get up and write that song. I'm going to sing about God because I feel like we need that, whether you believe in it or not. I do, and I'm going to sing it like that. So that's how that was inspired, by listening to the news.
Yes, sometimes that could be bad too, you know. I mean, because
Yeah,
I
it's a
would just,
patriotic song too.
right,
But I
yeah.
think that's something we talk about a lot here, is what you like is what you like.
Yes.
Yeah,
And don't,
don't,
that
you
matters.
know,
Yeah,
yeah,
don't let the
just because
bully
some,
bully
like,
you.
what is it? Don't ick on someone else's yum.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which.
I have I love my bluesy song on here. My heart is crushed by your cold-hearted anger. That song got so many hits on Facebook when I put the advertisement on it for Valentine's Day. Like 94,000 people.
Oh God.
That's
Yeah.
amazing. Well, I mean, it
Right.
seems about appropriate
Yeah.
too that it would be
Yeah, it
Valentine's
was
Day. Like,
the 1 minute video clip. So, but it's just fun to
well,
watch it have that effect, right?
I think we all love seeing something that we create
Right.
resonate with anyone.
Exactly. So Valentine's Day, that was a hit. I think
My
that's fun.
favorite song is Thorns and Anger. I love that song.
Thorns
I
of Anger. Oh
Thorns,
yeah.
yes, that's a great
That's
one.
the famous narcissistic relationship, right?
Right, which everybody should be aware of, because,
And that's what I thought about every time I wrote one of those heartbreak songs. I was sitting there with my music producer saying, "I just know somebody needs to hear this."
Yes.
Right?
Because not everybody understands what to look for when they see a
Yes.
narcissist,
Yeah.
After
We
you see it,
all
you
do.
kind of pick, yes. Yeah. After you see one symptom, you're like, oh, okay, well, I'll stay away from this guy, or. Yeah, so
Exactly.
I'm so glad you
Sometimes
brought.
you don't get away right away, and then it's a
No.
little, and then you're like, okay, now
Yeah.
I really cannot go on. I cannot go on. I
Yeah.
have to stop unloving you. I have to stop unwanting you. I have to stop
Yeah.
unneeding you.
Right. And that's hard to do,
Is hard to do because we get the
So.
hooks.
Right? Yeah, exactly. They'll reel you in, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not expecting it. Yeah, so.
This is how we grow. And we talk about our pain with other people and help them through it. We all do the same things, right?
Absolutely. And feeling not alone.
Yes.
Makes such a difference.
Absolutely.
Because it can feel, you know, we kind of touched on this, but I remember when my mom was taking care of my father, which, again, very different than an Alzheimer's, but there's still the caregiving piece. There wasn't the internet to connect with people. Yes. For her, if she was going to go to some support group or something, she had to find childcare. She had to drive someplace, right? There wasn't. But what you've done is you've created a community that you can reach from anywhere in the world with internet.
I know. Isn't it exciting? You all are doing the same thing. The whole world is at our fingertips.
Yes.
Which is,
I could not be doing my life like this, like 20, 30 years ago. This platform would not be available. And to stream your music.
It's all right here. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so.
A click away.
Yeah. I heard Australia is big on country music. Did you
really
know that?
No.
Yeah. I heard that. I learned that today from Caden Gordon.
Well, yes, Caden. Yeah, I love Caden Gordon because Caden Gordon told you to contact us, and we love Caden. Yeah, but it's that makes sense. That Australia loves country now. You know, I don't. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, it's a good market to tap into.
It is.
I love country. Yeah. I love country. I'm learning more genres of music ever since I've joined. In this, with this Motley crew of,
as well, preference that you can sing any song, but you just don't know the name or the artist.
Oh, so you start playing a song on the radio, and I will sing in
the words.
Even if it's the first time I've heard the song, by the end of the song, I will be able to be singing along for the most part with it. But you can also start a song that I've heard a dozen times. I won't be able to tell you the name of the song, who wrote it, nothing, but I will look at you and I will tell you the first line of the song before the radio.
Right. Yeah.
That's like
it drives my children absolutely nutty. Up so you know what?
Right. Yeah.
Good. That's good ammunition for you when you need to.
Yes. That's good parenting too.
Exactly.
That's right. Great parenting. We love that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing my job if I don't annoy them a little bit.
Right. You know, my mom always annoyed me sometimes, you know, and I'm sure Catherine's mom did, you know, annoy her, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I love it. I mean, you know, parenting, it's fun. Parenting, I'm curious, since we said this was not on my list. Doing care, like in the caregiving process of someone with Alzheimer's, does it ever feel a bit like you have to be the parent?
Oh, yes, you're the parent. Well, I called myself the general. My siblings called me the general. So I just took that title and used it. And my husband trusted me.
Mm.
I could tell he trusted me because they are in fear. They are in anxiety. And so if you can be the power cord, and he just followed me and trusted me. And you know, I got, you know, every once in a while I got a little testy, but we were walking in the mall. And what they do is they follow you. It's called like shadowing. Instead of walking next to you. So we'd be walking in the mall. And I go, could you just walk with me? But he couldn't. So I learned that, right? So, but still, one day I was in there and I was feeling a little ornery. And I walked in a real tight circle. And he just followed me around in a little circle.
That's awesome.
I mean, let's just say if it clearly, based on the look on your face and what you just said, seemed to have brought you some joy. And if walking in a circle for just a minute brings you a little joy, no one's getting hurt, you're getting a little amusement out of it. Like,
it was,
go for it.
And then there was a merry-go-round inside the mall, and we rode on the merry-go-round. He was like a five-year-old. I made it very fun and playful. Yeah, you have to make it fun and playful.
Yeah. So let's talk about the everyday routine. So how would somebody incorporate music with somebody with dementia and Alzheimer's?
Okay, so here in Naples, we have the most amazing support group, and they have, is it iPods? They will
Yes.
set up an iPod for each person that has Alzheimer's when you just bring your loved one to the support group, and they download all the music. You give them the list of all the music you love, and they download all your music, and they give you an iPod.
Oh,
Isn't
wow.
that amazing?
Yeah.
So it
so
really
anyone
is just
anyone can do that for someone, right?
Well, yeah.
So it's just that simple. It's
that simple.
And I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking like back to the like olden days, my first, you know, iPod that I had that was the shuffle that didn't, I think it had like a forward, a back, and a volume
right.
button, and that was like
yeah.
it.
I remember those.
You know, and they were like this big.
Right.
But it's almost wonder if like that sort of thing would be more beneficial. Like, I don't even know if they still make things that simple.
You don't know. But anyway, the caregiver always has to be involved, basically. Somebody that's far enough along in dementia, they're not going to go into their drawer and pull out their iPod.
Yeah.
You have to give it to them and plug them in, right? Put the speaker in their head and all that stuff.
So how often did you play music for your husband? I mean, like, what is it like right when you got up and right after, I mean, before you go to bed, or like all the time, like all day?
We had the old fashioned CD player where you
okay.
get, no, we bought the one with the carousel, and it had, I don't know, over 100 albums in it. And my husband was very big in opera. He had
yes.
all the albums, the actual albums. He used to play them after work a lot. So we would have the entire carousel, and we would turn it on in all kinds of genre all day long. So we had an intercom, like an intercom system. Yeah. So that was great. And always in the car, the music's on. But we were just music people.
Nice.
My husband was in the high school band, and he played the trumpet. And
nice.
Every night he would play taps at sunset.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
and he was able to do that for a really long time as the disease progressed. The day before I put him into memory care, I took him out on the golf course because golf is great because you have muscle memory, and
right.
his retention of which club to use was pretty much gone. He would get up at the tee box and have his putter instead of his driver. So I had to physically hand his clubs to him. But on the sixth hole, he was putting for birdie. I was amazed at how well he could still play golf. And I knew once I got him into memory care, he was not coming back on the golf course. So I was really happy that I took him out one more time. He played, got through seven holes. That was it.
Nice.
And he was tired. But it's okay. He did it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was the happiest guy there, you know.
I kept him happy big time.
Yeah.
Cool. So our favorite pastime, because we always were very social. In Naples, we're known for happy hours. You know, there's parts of the country that don't have happy hours. Do y'all have happy hours?
I know some restaurants here do it, but I'm not sure about Texas.
Okay, in Naples, because it's kind of a retirement.
Well, Naples is kind of, I was going to be like, it's kind of retirement. My uncle...
Yeah.
Yes.
Lives down there.
We would go at least 5 times a week. And I had this one place that was so amazing. It was a Mexican restaurant. And we would sit at the bar, always sit at the bar. And people would come in. And then I would just tell everybody that sat next to him, excuse me, my husband has Alzheimer's. He's really upbeat, but just talk to him like normal. But if he says or does anything off, you know, off site or whatever, just ignore it. And everybody was great with him.
Yeah.
And we were laughing and having fun every night we could.
That's amazing.
That's another thing. That's like, it's like a chemical high, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I wonder what keeping his life as normal, if you will, as possible for as long as possible.
That's what you do. Exactly. I did that.
Right. How much that impacts the quality. I'll say quality. I don't know if it extends life because they're less stressed and or what, but I'm sure that it improves the quality of both quality. Yours,
yes,
as the caregiver, as well as the loved one that's experiencing.
You just got to do
of who they are.
So we were lucky that he had a history of, you know, socializing like that, and he loved to travel. So I traveled him as long as I could.
Did y'all ever go to Nashville? Because that's the capital of country.
That would have been a great place to
yes.
go.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I plan to go there sometime soon. I really want to go.
I love Nashville.
I went once, and it's over the top amazing.
Yeah, that's what I constantly hear, you know. And I think Amanda went there a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I was there in April, but I've been there. I grew up in Kentucky, so...
Oh,
and my grandma lived in Chattanooga, so I would drive through Nashville a couple times a year growing up.
You just can't believe that there's one music club after the other, after the other, after the other.
Oh, it's wild.
You just park your car and walk from one club to the other, to the other. That's what's really fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the number of...
Yes.
And the thing is it's not even... It's not like bars. You're not going from bar to bar to bar. No, it's like you are going and you're hearing live, oftentimes original artists. You know, they're singing their songs that they just finished writing.
And as soon as you get off the airplane in Nashville, there are singers in the airport. I was so impressed by that.
I almost missed a flight listening. Like I got there and I was listening to this artist and it was amazing.
Fly there now instead of drive there.
Like in every bar and the airport, like just I mean it didn't matter, like there was
something.
Yeah, and I started listening to somebody and I was just rocking and I'm like, oh, maybe I should have paid more attention to the time than the musician. But yeah, so Nashville, you need to go. Perform too. I feel like there needs to, as we're talking, I'm like, in a memory care facility, I feel like there also needs to be like
music
night out, but like nights out for the caregivers. Cause like, hear me out. And my kids, when they were in preschool, they had like parents' night out, where you could bring your kid to the preschool. I mean, you had to pay an extra fee or whatever, but their friends were there, their teachers were there, you knew everyone was safe, and you could go out. You could go out by yourself. You could just go home and have like a quiet night by yourself. But I imagine that as a caregiver, even if there's memory care facilities or day programs, it's still exhausting.
It's exhausting to even watch them go in. I was lucky. My sister moved in with me. Let me see, a couple years before Richard went into memory care. And so that was freedom because she went to bed early every night and so did he. So there was always somebody in the house with him, and I would leave and go to the movie theater and just get away from it all, just escape. So little things like that, caregivers just have to do little things like that if they can.
And I, James, of this and our listeners do too, I work with people who have complex post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're also often caregivers. I work with a lot of moms as well, and I talk to them about how they're the center of their universe. Like they're the sun. Right. And all the things are in orbit around it. And if something happens to that sun, everything gets all wonky and out of whack. Whether that's the light in the sun goes out, everything dies, or the mass of the sun goes away and all the planets spin wonky and run into each other. So if you are not good as the caregiver, as the person running the show, your family's not going to be great either.
That's right. It goes back to being the power cord. Because the reason why being a caregiver gets very exhausting is because your loved one, it's like they have energetic cords that attach to you because they're trying so hard to stay alive. So energetically, they're tapping into your energy. So you are supporting two lives. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not. And that's why you feel drained.
Yeah, and I know for James, probably like myself, music gives me energy, like it fills me. So not just for caregivers, but also for, their loved ones that are struggling. What or have you or how have you seen music significantly improve someone's cognitive functioning or quality of life, even if just for a short period of time?
I have that video clip of music and memory on my website. And when I saw that, it was so impactful. They did a study and they showed the results of playing music and how these people came to life. I think it's, I don't know, maybe 10, 20 minutes, but I suggest people at least take a look at it. And then you can incorporate the music in your loved one's life on how it would, kind of match their personality. But it works.
It does. It does in tremendous ways because because I was watching a new thing about music in dementia, and they played music with this elderly person and he just lit up out of nowhere, and he couldn't remember anything else, but he remembered that one song,
Right. My
so it does
husband's
work.
favorite song was Life is But a Dream. It's a 1950 song,
Yeah, it's just
Shaboom
that
Shaboom.
I
He would
love that
just come
song.
alive to that. So find your magic song.
Yes,
Play it,
always.
sing it, whatever you need to
Okay, Miss
do.
Catherine, we got three more questions for you, but we want to know what this about you.
Okay.
I'm gonna kind of narrow it down since you like country music. We're going to do country, okay? What or who is your Mount Rushmore with country music?
My favorite
Your
top
favorite
four,
four,
like who would
top
you put on
four.
your
Oh,
Yeah. Who would
four.
you make a Mount Rushmore
Okay.
for? Who would, yeah.
Shelton,
Okay.
Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, and Keith Urban.
Nice. All great,
You're all good looking.
They are.
I mean,
I
so that's why you picked them. Okay,
Yeah.
but
Well, I mean,
well, they're the whole
yeah,
package,
oh
right?
yeah, they're all great,
So they're
especially Kenny
talented,
Chesney.
talented too.
yeah. Well, I'll say,
Talented
but
and gorgeous. I mean, that's gifts from God when you get the whole
well, and
package.
then I was gonna say, but with Keith Urban, you got
Yeah.
like the
There's
accent and
there you
the, I
go,
mean,
and he's Australian, isn't he?
yeah, the accent
Yeah.
there.
Accent.
And but
Everybody
of
loves
course, you got to
Australia.
get through his gorgeous, talented wife.
Oh my gosh,
Amazing.
what a power couple, right?
I
I know.
know. They're both
Is it?
gorgeous
Yeah.
and you're, yeah,
Yes, it is. They are.
talented and seem very kind and
Yes.
screw you. No.
They're easy to watch.
Yes, right. Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about high school, being a cheerleader, being in England when the Beatles came out. So what band or artist posters did you have on your walls growing up?
The Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Classic.
They were
Done.
kind of competing, right? They
Yeah.
were both neck and neck. I thought it was great. My brother loved the Rolling Stones and didn't like the Beatles as much, so he would
Yeah.
tease me about it. But hey, they all went on for a long time, right? And Rolling Stones especially, right?
They're still,
God, yeah.
I mean,
They're
they're,
still going.
well, and I would think we could argue that both bands changed music
Oh
history.
yeah, totally. Yeah.
I
But the
think we could
Beatles
make
is
a
better.
fair, don't know. I mean, the Rolling
Beatles
Stones
is
are
better.
still,
Yeah, I mean,
I
there's a
like.
toss-up between the Stones and Beatles, which one's better. But me, I mean, my aunt brought the Beatles to to me, so I'm like, I gotta go with the Beatles, because
Yeah.
that was her favorite all-time band of all time. So
There you go. We all have
they're
connection.
classic.
Okay, so we do have one last question, and this might be the hardest question we ask you today.
Gosh.
Well, you'll do fine. You'll be
fine.
What
do I like, Pepsi or Coke? Is that what you're going to say?
No. This is even harder than that. Okay? All right, so what is the what album, song, or artist that you can listen to, but you can't tell me, Amanda, or your sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
You want me to tell you the song?
Yeah, like what's that song that just hits you in a way that you can't
song,
explain?
Artist, or album. It's totally okay. Up to you.
All right. Hey Jude is way up there because that was a song in high school.
Yes.
And we would come on the radio and we would sing it together, and it just brings a sense of unity, and just there was something about, and then and it just keep going and going and going.
Right, yeah.
It's that cheerleader energy. Yeah. Like
there you go. Cheerleader. Yeah.
See, all those feelings come up with me just talking about it.
Right. And that's so powerful about music, you know. I mean, one minute you can be down in dumps, the next minute, you know, you're on star number 9, you know. That's what music does, you know. Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's, you said that, and it makes me think though of, I finally finished Ted Lasso because I know I was late to the game, but, and I took forever to finish watching it, and I'm not giving anything away when I say this, but that was one of the final songs of the series.
Oh, hey, dude.
And like a group, you know, singing it, and kind of like how, you know, you, there's this huge group and they're all different, but they all know that song and you're singing and it's fun and it connects you.
Fun.
And so it's not just that song, but I think in music in general, but especially a song like that, where, because everyone can remember Nana, right? Like you can remember that.
Yeah. See, I was singing it and you were just right there. Boom.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know what it is, you know, you can sing it, and it's not everyone, but most people.
Yeah,
exactly. Have some knowledge of that. Yeah. And it sounds to me like the more we're talking, music is, it seems like music for you is about connection and healing.
Yes.
And expression more than anything else.
I feel so high after talking to you guys.
Nice.
I am vibrating at a different level. I'm like a pulsating beam of energy just talking about it. Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've been great, and thank you so much for coming on.
We want to
encourage all of our listeners to go to your website, caregiversurvival.com. Her music is on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and YouTube Music, and all the other rest of them. I don't know.
It's gonna be like music.
45, 46 levels.
Go to my website and get high on music.
There you go. Yes.
Do it.
There you go. And are we on TikTok yet, or are we still thinking about it?
I think I'm on all of them. Yeah. I'm
okay.
On all.
Perfect.
I didn't type them all out for you. I just
okay. Well, yeah, but she's on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So yeah, she's on everything else.
I'm sure that if you go to Caregiver Survival, you will.
It's all there. Yeah.
Find enough that can get you to all of the places. I have faith in you guys out there that you can Google like I can. With just a little practice.
Right.
Yes. And follow me.
Yes. Yep.
So we can find out when more music is released, or you get awards or perform, or you just go somewhere for a fundraiser or something like that.
Yellow Brick Road is now taking me into healing music for people, like as far as frequencies and sounds.
Oh.
We're doing something different now. And we're going to continue to do the other, but
speaking of fundraisers, Amanda saw a picture of you with our friend Tim McGeary.
Yes,
I love him. He's great.
He is great, and he plays locally around here. I mean, I just show up and try to support him, and he's just such a cool guy.
He's a talker,
and he is passionate.
He's got it all. That star quality.
Yeah.
That smile of his.
Back in there.
You can just feel that joy that you talked about. Like, he's got that. So,
Catherine, once again, we honestly do thank you for coming on. And please come back anytime you want to.
Yeah.
Okay. And, all right. Fun.
Yeah. And for all of our listeners, always remember, when words fail,
music speaks.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks.